It's like a Paranormal Activity for you, but it's cats instead.
Yeah, it's just, yeah, it's annoying. Annoying activity.
This fall, or this spring, from the creators of Paranormal Activity and cats.
And Paranormal Activity also again.
Paranormal.
I'm popping my peas like a popper. Like a Pied Piper.
Pet abnormal activity. There you go. Okay.
Schnarfalophagus.
Yes.
Hi.
Starring that pain in the ass that won't let you sleep.
The furball.
And nocturnal.
Nocturnal. I can see at night. Anyway.
That's like on Garfield, his little friend. Hanging out at night, nocturnal. Anyways, okay. Hey, it's episode 2 of season 2, aka number 28.
It keeps going and going, like the Energizer Bunny. Yay!
Batteries still work, kids. Batteries still work.
So far.
How's your week?
It was good. Survived the chaos of work.
Yes.
Just because it's a busy season and the boss, very big difference.
You know, 601. Yeah. She's just another boss. It's fine.
The boss has been in quarantine for 2 weeks, so we're kind of my office should have 4 people, but we've been making do with 3 people pretty well, but we've been down to 2. But luckily the boss has been able to handle a lot of stuff from home, so that was quite helpful. Quite nice. So my initial freak out 2 weeks ago was like, oh, this is going to be hell going back to work after a break. But it was actually quite bearable. So yay.
Because you know what you're doing. Good job.
Yeah. And just there were some changes because, I give tests for a living. And one of the main tests we give, they decided it was going to change back in November or May. But because of COVID, it got delayed. So like, hey, we're going to change this as the registration goes. And we're like, well, that's funny. So.
Something to deal with. Okay.
Yeah. But cool. For my department, it was fairly easy to adjust to. We just had to kind of change up our script. Other departments had more to deal with. So.
Well, good.
But we survived.
I'm glad it wasn't too bad for you. And I'm glad you persevered and you figured it out. And he's climbing onto things he's not supposed to climb onto.
Cats.
Clunk.
This summer. What was that?
Yeah, I know.
Fun. How was your week?
You know what? Oh, things are good. I was going to say he's a little wacko.
And a dot. Not a yakko?
He is. He's pretty yakko-y. Cause he,
I don't know. Does he like to eat?
I call him Squeepy. Because he squeeps a lot. Because he doesn't have the man voice man, yet.
Meow.
Yeah. Yeah, no. He's not deep voiced. Mew.
My Mew. Nieces and nephew accused their fuzzin, which is Ash, of not having a manly meow. But I'm like, well, it took away his manhood years ago, so he's just dealing with what he's got.
Well, I was going to say, because because we took Chris this week for his first like shots, first like boosters or whatever. And short round was like, she just could not handle it. She's like, no. And then I was like, well, we need to get him, his immunizations, because he has to, we have to neuter him, just so he's, good and healthy and doesn't whatever, and get him a microchip and stuff. And then she didn't equate the idea of that being a surgery for cats. And so I said something and made the interchangeable word of surgery. And she goes, what?
Yeah.
I had never, it was the worst time I'd ever. The worst thing I'd ever done was tell her that her cat had surgery.
Yeah, it's stressful. I mean, I had to take Miss Whiskers to get a buzz cut with the new, because my old groomer left. And I liked the old groomers because it was pretty much like a spa day for her. They were like, yeah, she really enjoyed her bath. I was like, what? Stuff like that. But this new place, we're going to sedate her because they're cats. I'm like, okay. So I was like, but they did really well. This felt more like a vet visit. Than a pampering day, which, I know it's a cat, but, she's 16. So, but now she's buzzed and she's got it.
She looked good. Yeah. You sent that little picture or whatever.
They did good. Hopefully we won't have to get her buzzed again and we'll just be better about brushing her. But yay.
Yeah. Pets. Yeah. All right. So back to little Yakos, Wackos, and Dots.
Mm-hmm.
So you started the...
I started...
When did you start it?
It's been kind of like... I think I actually started this week or maybe 2 weeks. I can't remember.
Okay.
But like
it's been recently though. Yeah.
Yeah. Recently. Yeah. It's 2021. Within 2021, I started watching this 2020 show. But Animaniacs, it's quirky and fun. I'm only up through episode 4. I'll be honest, so far, the Pinky and the Brain, not really that funny to me.
I think they get better.
Okay.
I'm
not the target audience.
Yeah, it's okay.
But
well, I mean, kind of. You're like in that second gen. Well, the first gen that's like bringing in the second gen of whatever. So
it's interesting because I'm old enough to realize what they're making fun of. Like episode 3 when they did the whole Senator Garp thing and it was the mouse scare. I'm like, oh, you're making fun of the Red Scare, which is a true historical thing in U.S. history.
Yeah.
Are kids gonna get that? I don't know, but again, I was like thinking last night, like if Short Round watched that episode and then she goes to school or she learns about the Red Scare of, you know, the 1950s, and I'm just going to be
you're talking about like the communism thing.
Yeah, communism with Senator McCarthy, like you're a communist and you're a communist, you know.
Just,
as if the division in the U.S.
That is such a thing of the past, Ryan.
I know. Like,
how dare you talk about an antiquated thing?
One side accusing others, or the same side accusing their side of being weird. But anyway,
I've never heard of that since today. Anyways,
but yeah, I've been enjoying the show. But like the best things, the things that have made me like laugh, where I'm just kind of like rumbling the couch, and like the wife kind of looks at me like, I'll just stick with episode 3 because it fresh my mind, but. When it was the Olympics episode, and like
that
they
was
go,
the one I knew you would love that one.
And first off, organized falling, better known as diving. It's just like that's a great dumb line. And then the math trapeze theater at the very end of it was like the third bit of episode 3, and it's
because they do like the full one, the Pinky and the Brain, and like the little snippet thing.
Yeah, and it's dot. It's like Margaret has 5 apples, but then she loses 2 apples. Let's see what happens. And it's this very dramatic, you know, woman being chased by a cop to feed her children. She's got 5 apples, but one falls out. Another one's thrown at the police officer. And at the end, she's like, I have 3.
Yeah.
I don't know why I did 6. But like, so stuff like that, that's what's making me giggle because I'm like, that's just, it's like straightforward laughs. But like
that's what they were always good for, I think, for the most part. I mean, there's a lot of humor and a lot of intelligence too. Like there's a lot of things you have to like have a little bit of a brain to know, you know, but it's been fun. Liked it. I think the Olympics episode was probably my favorite of the season because I finished them off this week. And I guess I saw towards the end of the, I think it was like maybe episode 10 or something. That they had like the little season 2 contract thing where they changed it in the credits, the opening credits, since they got renewed for another season at least. Yeah. So anyways.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to watching more of it because it's just kind of dumb, mindless. And like, you know, some stuff's hit or miss. It's I actually had to look up the bun. I got all the buns. I didn't get the gun pun instantly for episode 4. I was like, what were they making? Gun control. Okay, gotcha.
There you go. Yeah. Gun control. Okay.
Gotcha. Again, but
anyways.
It's interesting. It's like I can see the writers like, how can we present this to a generation that's not aware of it, but somehow like subconsciously tell them, you know, what's currently going on, but who knows?
I mean, like, but like literally some of the things that were happening in that time, you know, like mid early 90s is like exactly the same stuff that's happening now.
Yeah.
So it's just like updating some of the, you know, like media and then some of the like current pop culture references. But then other than that, just like completely recycling, upcycling the stuff that they've already used.
We've got a new social media that only gives you a 0.1 second of a video. Oh, it's obsolete now.
Yep.
Yep, that's pretty damn. That's true.
That's there. I go. All right.
Animaniacs. But yeah, it's fun.
Okay. So how far did you get into King of the Hill? Is this just like your random watchingness?
I think we're on season 4 and I forget where we started, but it's the perfect mindlessness after a day of work.
Yeah.
It's funny because the wife at times is like, sometimes I feel like I'm Peggy Hill.
I thought you meant the wife as in Peggy Hill. Okay. And why does she feel that way?
Oh, just
talk about your feelings, the missus.
Oh, it's not all like, I think just little quirky things, but like we're picking up on like, Peggy was saying like, hey, a lot. We didn't realize that she was like, oh, like we never noticed that before. So It's just fun rewatching the show. I mean, I'm skipping over a few episodes like the, there was a Christmas episode, which was also the New Year's episode because it was Y2K. I've seen that one so many times. We got to the, like, I'm skipping over this because I pretty much have it memorized. But, you know, if we had a child, it would probably be Bobby Hill. So I was just kind of.
I was going to say, I thought that was you.
Similar build, yeah.
So. I mean, you don't. That's not, what is it? That's not your coin purse or what is it?
That's my purse. I don't know you.
That's my purse. Thank you. I was like, I knew you would know it.
It's a great line.
Yeah, it is good. It's really good. So good, I don't even know it.
Yeah, but like Luann, which is voiced by Brittany Murphy, who's no longer with us. I'm like, oh, so good.
Yeah.
Why aren't you? You're not with us, but yeah. It's just, it's been fun. And apparently, we didn't realize this, but we were listening to Office Ladies, and they had a guest on, and they mentioned Greg Daniels. And yeah, Greg Daniels used to work with King of the Hill. And then sure enough, that we watched an episode at night, it's like, oh yeah, Greg Daniels was like a producer of this cartoon. So it's funny, we went from watching The Office as our mindless show to King of the Hill as our mindless show. So
same guy.
Yeah. And of course, you know, now that you know what Idiocracy is, I mean, that's Mike Judge, who's the creator of King of the Hill. So
yeah. Now that I'm like, oh man, I forgot to put in that I watched Flight of the Conchords.
Yes.
Maybe we need to talk about that some other time. I know. Yeah. And so for those of you that don't know, we have these bit players that happen in our world of Ryan and Rizzo. And one of them is Sean O'Donnell, right? O'Donnell, right? Yeah. Okay. And that Sean. Is.
I keep forgetting his last name.
Sean. It's Sean. It's just fine, Sean.
Yes.
And basically he's popped up like twice or thrice now. Twice. Okay. And the first one was because of Idiocracy. Mm-hmm. And Ryan couldn't stand to be in the same thread with me if I hadn't seen Idiocracy or at least.
Which everyone should. You know, Idiocracy, especially these days.
It's really just like watching the news.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like watching the news. But it's Mike Judge who's doing the news. Anyways. And so Sean showed up and was like, you know, Ryan needs you to go ahead and take care of this little matter first before, he'll continue with you.
Yeah.
So I was like, shit. Okay. And this time it was for Flight of the Conchords, and I'll talk about them next week because I have a lot to process in watching their, music video type.
Yeah, music videos. I mean, it's New Zealand folk comedy band, and it's great. They still tour. Jermaine, you'll see in a lot of movies because he's been a variety of movies. Brett, he won an Oscar for the Muppets musical a few years back.
Okay.
Because he was one of the music composers like that. So it's funny because they're everywhere. Ryze Darby, who you may have seen in one of the videos, but he is their band manager and they're because they had a TV show on HBO a few years back.
Okay.
And it'd be like them living in an apartment doing band stuff and then they kick into one of their music videos. So like some of the music videos you watched were from that show.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, Ryze Darby, who's popped up in a lot of stuff these days. He is the band manager. I forget her. Kristen
Shaw. Yeah, I got it. Yeah.
She's in there and she's everywhere. She's on Bob's Burger. She's got so many voices everywhere. So
Yeah, she's great.
But yeah.
Anyways, yeah. So I have a few things to digest after that.
Yeah.
But thankfully, I did complete the task, and I was able to talk to Ryan so we could prepare for today's show, which was nice.
Yeah, yeah.
I do have two words for you, though.
Mm-hmm.
Bohemian Rhapsody.
It's still on the list. I did watch some stuff with Rami Malek, but I'll talk about that later.
I know. I'm excited.
Wrong character.
Rami.
Yeah.
I think, yeah, do you want to talk Sputnik briefly? And then... Sputnik. Or we could talk. I don't know if you want to just go through
so
Nemesis games.
You completed Schitt's Creek?
Yeah, I was going to talk about that later. That's fine.
I did. Keep moving stuff on the show clock.
No, it's fine. I just, because I forgot Nemesis games. And I'm just fine. I figured you'd want to talk about them.
Nothing updated. I'm still working on Nemesis game, book 5 of the Expanse series.
Okay.
Still good. Really enjoying it. Getting some good character development on this one.
Yeah. So. Okay. Yes, we did. We finished Schitt's Creek. And poor Headless, I sent him this picture, and I was like, oh, yeah, I sent him two of them, and I was like, you have to use this one because this is obviously, it's clearly an homage to Queen.
Yeah.
Which I was like, you know, I was like, David, well, and I mean, Dan is, you know, channeling his inner Freddie, which I was all about. And I was like, yes, we have to use that picture. And so, yeah, we finished it on Thursday, I guess.
Okay.
And I'm sitting there and like, okay, like we know what happens, you know, like him and like David and Patrick got engaged, like they're planning their wedding, whatever. Anyways, you know, like we know that's what's
spoilers.
Happening. I know, shitty spoilers. And like Ted and Alexis, you know,
things
like, broke up, you know, all this stuff. Stop. Anyways, I know I should. This is not a spoiler show. I just spoiled
it is now
for myself. It is. Anyways, sorry, my bad. And I'm sitting there and it's like the day of their wedding, right? And get like, I don't know, like 2 or 3 minutes into it after Dave at the beginning, whenever it starts raining and everything, and Dave is just spewing the F-bomb like left and right. And I'm sitting there and I start getting tears. Just felt like your family was leaving. It was, I don't know. I loved that series. It was
good
so
series.
Much. It was so much
really
fun.
Really fun. It was great. I did watch something with Eugene Levy this week. Actually, I think after the last show, Splash.
Yeah. Aw, yeah.
The wife hadn't seen it. It's on Disney Plus. So it's like, hey, let's go down this rabbit hole. So we watched
Splash. What'd she think of it? Do you like it?
I think she liked it. I mean, it's a dumb, silly show, but you know, you've got, you know,
oh,
the
weird, yeah.
Daryl Hannah, you've got Tom Hanks, John Goodman. Love John Goodman. Yeah. Eugene Levy, of course. So I was happy to revisit it because I mean, it was released in 84, so at the time I was like 3, but I you know, I grew up with MTV and cable, you know, cable, so I watched a lot of movies young. I was like, yeah, mermaid film, yeah.
But anyways, yeah, so Schitt's Creek,
good flick, or good series.
Begin the rewatch again because, you know, there was always heart and there was so much growth from the characters, and kind of at the beginning you're like, and why do I care about these people?
Yeah, the first few episodes, you're like, these people are dicks. I don't really want to watch this. But I think by episode 3, I'm like, oh, okay, this is starting to get...
Okay, you get it.
The awkwardness is kind of, you know, manageable.
Ironing itself out, yeah.
Yeah.
Highly recommend. Finish it through. 6 seasons. And then on Netflix, there's a couple of little, like, retrospectives and sort of, like, you know, like prep for the show as they were starting it. So I want to go back and watch those, but such a good series and glad I was definitely late to the party, but glad I joined.
The joy of streaming networks is that you can do that. So,
yep. All right. Are you going to talk about Rami?
Let's talk about Rami. Cause you know, I put in the show notes, like I do have a slight urge, speaking of kind of rewatching, I have a slight urge to start Breaking Bad again. The full series. If I do start it up, this will be like the 4th or 5th time I would have watched that series. But I was like,
man, I'm living it. You know, living the burke and you just everywhere.
When you're in the ABQ there. But yeah. A while back I had started, I think it was 2019. I had started Mr. Robot, which is a USA film currently on Prime, stars Rami Malek. Keep forgetting it's over here.
I'm just gonna smile like an idiot the whole time you talk about Rami.
I just gotta look at the mic. That's what I gotta do. I don't really want to say much about it because it is, it's great. It's really, if you want something that's mental, and if you like the whole, if you like watching hackers, and I'm not going to say, I don't know that this is a more true representation of hacking. I think it is, just because it's, the movie Hackers was not a true representation of hacking. This actually shows coding and stuff like that. And, but there is a lot more going
like swordfish?
On.
Sorry.
There's no blowjobs.
Anyways. I respectfully disagree with, wait, never mind, not that.
Never actually,
mind.
There probably is.
I think there's some, anyways.
There's a lot of manipulation on a corporate level. There's a lot of talk about bringing down the corporations. And there's this whole other aspect that I don't want to even want to mention because it'll spoil it. Because and also Christian Slater. Really good. Just really good. I had theories about Christian Slater's character before I found out what was really going on. And I kept saying, this is Christian Slater's character 20, 30 years after from Pump Up the Volume. But he turned in his ham radio and stuff like that and started learning coding and is now this master hacker. And then my theory got blown out of the water. But I really enjoy it. My PB's been watching it. And so he's like, I'm up to season 4. And I was like, I need to catch up. So I
need to. I've been catching up. Me too.
I watched 2 episodes last night. I was grilling outside. I was like, oh, I got 20 minutes left in this episode. So I just got my tablet, took it outside. And I was grilling fajitas while watching Mr. Robot. So.
Oh, man. What a Saturday night. That sounds amazing. I don't remember how far Headless and I got into it. I just remember when there was that one episode and there was like the guy with the other guy and you're like, oh, okay, so that's happening. Okay. That was like episode like 3 or 4 or something. And you're like,
I've been season. Yeah, I mean it's all over the place. So
big time. But then
using any means necessary to get what you want. Get the information you want. So it's what the
Anyways.
It's a heavy show. Heavy-ish, I'll put it that way.
Yeah, it's good. And I remember watching an interview that Rami did with, I think it was Jimmy Kimmel, and he was talking about how, like, whenever the show ended, like, as actors, they have the opportunity to, like, take things from set. They're, like, gifted whatever.
Right.
And one of the things that he took was Elliot's hoodie, and he, like, had it all together and sent it back to his house, and then his mom decided she would be like the good mama and sewed it up nice for him, and he was like, no. So anyway,
what did you do?
I know, yeah, exactly.
Undo it.
Bless her heart. So
now when he has packages sent back, he says, do not touch.
Don't touch. Just put in special room, put in special closet, whatever. Don't But I mean, like, he's so nice about it. He seems like genuinely pretty cool and like a nice guy. I would hope.
Yeah.
He's on my list.
And I haven't, up until I started watching Mr. Robot, I had seen him in a few things. But this role compared to other stuff, I'm like, this is a very kind of deep role. Cause you have to be, to get into that care. I mean, you know, I could imagine, like, I don't want the TV show to be over cause it's successful and it's paying me well and whatnot. But I could also see him be like, I'm happy to give up this character in my head. So.
Yeah, I mean, because you have, he's very, I don't want to say, like, I don't think he's a method actor, but he's probably, like, pretty close to that, mm-hmm. where he even said, like, when he was doing Bohemian Rhapsody, that he went around and he just was Freddie, just, like, even when they weren't even shooting, because he said, well, he'd rather spend his days being Freddie Mercury than his life being Rami or whatever, and I was like, aw.
Keeping it real.
Chris just keeps showing up. He's like,
hey. I like it. Yeah, because I get the full shot, so I get to see more adventures.
For
you watching at home, you just get a little
bit.
It's
like zoomies, but like slow motion Sunday zoomies.
How you doing?
He's like, hey, here it is.
Still your cat.
I'm here. Yep. Hey.
Just stopping on by.
Yeah. So I've referenced 3 of my 5 on my list. Let's see if I can get the other 2 before these
let me pop in.
You're like, would you stop talking about guys?
Well,
God.
List, yeah.
Anyways.
I don't think anyone on in Sputnik's going to be in your list. They might, but you probably haven't heard of them because they're all Russian actors.
Well, I was going to say, I looked in the names and I was like, what is that? And then I was like, oh, I don't know this. Okay. Yeah. I tried.
I saw this trailer on Hulu a few months ago. I was like, oh, I'm going to add that to my list. That sounds like fun. And then Friday night, the wife and I were just kind of chilling. She was like, I'm kind of sleepy. You can watch whatever. So I was like, okay, I'll put on, you know, for some reason, I don't do it every Friday night, but I need to. Friday nights are like the perfect night for like a either really bad sci-fi film.
Okay.
Or a just good sci-fi. Like Friday night should be like the sci-fi night. And I think this stems from my childhood because.
Sci-fi?
Sorry. Yeah, sci-fi. Sci-fi Friday.
Sci-fi. Sorry.
Actually, Sci-Fi Fridays may have been something that Sci-Fi Channel, but so I put on this film and it's all in Russian at first. I'm like, well, the trailer was dubbed. Maybe this is them, you know, just being
since
artistic.
Since you're going to be saying about the movie, may I go ahead and read what the synopsis
yes,
says?
Yes.
Okay. So it says the lone survivor of an enigmatic spaceship incident hasn't returned back home alone. Hiding inside his body is a dangerous creature.
Yeah. 1983, I believe, is the time frame. Cosmonaut. There were two in the aircraft. One returns, but one's got something going on inside of him. And so basically, and you can get this from the trailer, they bring in this psychiatrist. I'm not sure what she is. It's like, tell us, is he insane or not? Because it's, this is 80s Russia or Soviet Union.
Yeah.
Soviet Union at that time. Yeah. So it's like, he's a cosmonaut. He is a hero, but we can't have a hero be insane because the other cosmonaut came back and half of his face was torn off. But it turns out at night, but like at 2:40 a.m., the dude starts convulsing and then something crawls out of him. And it's some
hello,
sort
my
of
baby. Hello, my honey.
Yeah.
Wait, no, not that
yeah.
one.
Okay. Yeah. No, it's a little bit nicer. I mean,
okay.
It comes out the mouth, not the chest. But it's this, alien creature.
The specific orifice of choice.
Yeah.
Not just doesn't create one of its own.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. It's nice about it. But it's alien creature. And so the military is kind of wanting to study it. They're also lying. Like, they're not giving all the information to Moscow because they want to know that they know what's going on before they report it.
They never do.
Yeah. And it's really interesting. It's all, I had to read the subtitles, which is fine. If you watch it on Hulu, you have to activate the subtitles yourself. Some of the subtitles are really quick. So some of it was like speed rating. I'm like, okay. Context clues. Okay. Context clues. But
Headless, did you know this about this show? No. Thumbs down. He's like he's a space guy. We've talked about this before.
I would check it out. I really enjoyed it. I mean, doesn't deal much with.
He's babysitting right now, so every time we see the picture go quickly away, he's going to smack the cat.
They're in.
Sorry. Anyways, I apologize. Okay. I interrupted you.
No, that's funny. It's the joy of cats.
Oh my gosh, it's babies, babies all over again, man! I swear. Ooh.
But yeah, anyway. Sputnik, if you want something, I'll just say it's good sci-fi.
Okay.
Kind of a unique story.
Maybe we should give Chris some Pringles. Yeah.
Lock him up with the Pringles, yeah.
He'd like eat them and then get his head stuck in the can because he'd like try to like fit in it.
Well, then he'd be distracted for about 10 minutes.
That's true. Yeah. So, yeah. Then he'd come back and jump on the table and say, hey.
Hey guys, just me in the Pringles box.
Yeah. All right. So,
talk about some movies
for this week's edition of Rizzo's Movie Must-Haves, or whatever we're calling it. I don't know. It's a silly name. We opted for classics this week. And
that's what your little device said. Your spinning wheel of movie genres.
Yeah, it's like movie genre generator. And then we're going to have to get out of that app at some point because there's only like, you know, I don't know. Well, maybe we'll just wear it out. But so then we thought, okay, well, what does a classic make? Right. Yeah. Okay. So after the show last week, we discussed and we decided that it was basically anything before we were born because, you know, we're old. Like, we know we're old, but we figured we'd go like classic for us.
Yeah.
So
we, yeah. So before we were born,
pre-80s, we'll say no more than that. we don't need to talk about how old Ryan is. or how young and vibrant I am.
Yeah, I got the 4-0 coming up. I'm okay with it.
Hey man, it's okay. That's good. I'm excited. That's good. You know, 4-0 is a big one. So we opted for pre-1980s, and then beyond that was more of like a, you know, what defined a specific genre. It didn't have to be, you know,
yeah,
could be like classic horror, classic comedy, whatever.
Because you think classics, so, you know, you think of like the old black and white stuff, which those are classic, but yeah, as Rizzo mentioned, we're getting older, so
I have to. And some of the classics are like,
what's showing on AMC?
I know, yeah,
American movie classics.
It's like, yeah, the first Iron Man. I'm like, really?
See, that's
really, really.
That shouldn't be on AMC. That's them just filling a time slot.
Or like Nirvana and Pearl Jam being on the classic rock stations, and it's a hefty little. I'm like this. Oop.
Yeah,
yeah.
I heard Green Day on ours one time. I was like, wait a minute. But
well, if we do the math and then we think about the stuff that was playing like in our parents' cars when we were little, it's like the 70s and 60s stuff. And I'm like, that was so long ago. And I'm like, oh, snap, it wasn't.
Yeah,
it was the same amount of time. Okay, just, so how many did you pick?
I have 1, 2, 3, 4.
You have a few.
I have 9, but I won't, okay, do, I won't do like a deep dive.
5, 6. Okay, I did 7.
I had to be careful on the classics because I have a lot of musicals and like that I watched that I enjoy. And so I was like, I'm just going to choose one musical. Well, there's two-ish. But I could just see one day that little dial going to musicals. And so I don't want to like gut my list instantly. So
I have a musical on mine too. You want to start with yours? Go with yours, I'll do mine.
My musical is Paint Your Wagon.
I knew that was going to be on yours. Okay, go ahead.
I forget what year it is, but it's Lee Harvey, I believe, and Clint Eastwood. Yes.
Harvey, like the guy that killed
Lee Harvey. Yeah.
Okay, hold on. I got you. Go ahead.
You do the Googles. But yeah, that's Paint Your Wagon. I remember watching it with my mom a lot.
Lee Marvin.
Thank you. I was like, Lee something. But yeah, both these guys, and like it's fun telling people, like, because you know, you think Clint Eastwood, you think the old westerns and stuff, like grizzled dude these days. No, this one he is singing just like everyone else. It is a musical. It's about the gold. It's the gold mining rush, and it's pretty damn funny.
Yeah,
I own it. Cool. I will revisit it. I introduced it to the wife a few years back, and she thought it was okay. So,
what's your other one?
Musical wise, well, it's not really a musical, so we'll just bounce back and forth. What's one of your classics?
My classic musical? You want to take a wild?
You can just pick a list.
Oh, we're not doing musical. Okay.
You can you can do whatever you want.
No, it's fine. I'll start with I think this is probably the oldest on the list, if not second oldest, The Wizard of Oz. It's just kind of one of those, and you know. It lives on, like, regardless and all the different reincarnations? Whatever I'm saying. Different, like, versions, Wicked and things that have, you know, popped up from it. And
The Wiz.
And I think I mentioned before, yeah, my mother-in-law is, like, loves The Wizard of Oz. And just, like, thinking about that movie it's fun and it's something that Headless grew up with. Mm-hmm. And just, you know, I mean.
Yeah, that's still like true classic.
It holds up. It holds up.
And one of those that if you read the trivia about, you're like, oh, Tin Man was killing himself with his makeup because of like the type of makeup they used to look him like silver was not healthy to breathe in. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah. All right.
You named this one post show, and I'm glad you did, but Blazing Saddles, Mel Brooks, and like a lot of people know this, but
you got the thumbs up from Headless. I don't think you saw.
I appreciate that.
Yeah.
Nice. Mel Brooks' film, Richard Pryor was also a writer on it. Not a lot of people know that. Also, Richard Pryor was supposed to be the sheriff on it, but he had some issues with his heroin pipe and just would like randomly call up like, hey, I'm in another state. And so he didn't get the hard part, but I grew up with that film. That was one of my dad's favorite, the campfire fart scene. Back, I was hanging out with my brother when he was at work one day, and this was kind of the early days of MP3/wave sounds that you could just download randomly.
Yeah.
And we were at his work, and he started playing it, and he got a phone call, and he couldn't stop it, so he was like laughing on the phone at how absurd it was, and I think you had enough going on in the background as he's taking the phone call.
Hi,
so,
how can I help you today?
But yeah. So good. And I mean, just right. Dumb silliness that I grew up with.
Okay. I will go to Dr. No.
Dr. No. Which
first James Bond.
Okay. Which and Bond is that? Is that a
Connery? That's Connery. Okay. And I mean, classic Connery, right. Think of that, like action wise. Yeah. And
look at me, not many penny.
It's just, it's so good. I don't know. That's just my way of describing everything. I should learn how to use more descriptive words. Good. But that started, because I mean, like, it started from a book, right? Mm-hmm. You know, that's how James Bond started. And just think of how many they've had since then, and just the different, again, like how they've, you know, reincarnated Bond with different
actors,
you know, actors and thank you. I can't think of words like actors and movie today. Yikes. You're just gonna have to carry me, Ryan. I'm sorry.
It's okay.
And I just, this is my way of being like, oh, and then the new one, No Time to Die, if it ever shows up. We'll talk about that later in the show.
Yeah.
Sometime eventually, maybe.
The Bond films have always been fun. Like my James Bond is like no one else's James Bond, which is depressing. Was like, I really like Timothy Dalton. He was the 80s Bond.
Wasn't he in it like twice or once?
License to Kill.
Ooh, License to Kill was good.
At least two. I think he may have done three, but I know at least two. But okay. But I would also watch, you know, because they still have the James Bond marathon.
Yeah.
Every now and then. But like TNT, TBS back in the USA, we're going to play all the Bonds from order. And
twice.
Okay, twice.
We played it twice. The Living Daylights.
Okay.
That's the one like no one remembers. So there you go. Yeah.
I'm trying to think of which one.
Yeah, I typed how many times was Timo and it knew.
Timo.
Google says Timmer.
Apparently, Timmer. Yeah, really did. But yeah. Bond stuff's good. I was never a big fan of Roger Moore, but I think that was just because that was that weird trippy 70s era.
Post-Connery. Pre-Pierce.
A lot of LSD in the writing.
Yeah. I mean, it's all right. That's a lot of where Austin Powers came from, though. Anyways. Oh, I want to watch Austin Powers now.
Yeah, I forget. It may be the... Who's the villain in Dr. No? Was it the dude with the cat?
I'm pretty sure, because that was Dr. Evil. Like that was like the whole.
There was a picture of that actor who was like in the Halloween movies. I forget his name, but I thought, oh, is this a set picture from Austin Powers? But like, no, this is what they got.
It's actually, James Bond, Dr. Julius No.
Yeah, that's like that's who they. This is where Dr. Evil came from. Like, oh, that's right. So
yeah. Oh. That's interesting. I just popped these up. Like he's not holding a cat, but he has like a weird little outfit thing.
Yeah, the gray outfit with the funky eye.
Yeah, this is actually funny because I'm seeing this picture. Maybe I shouldn't say anything, but it's got Dr. No on the front, and then it has Rami's villain behind him in this one little shot. I'm like, what? Spoilers. I didn't spoil anything. This is straight from the internet, man. Anyway.
The home of spoilers. Let's see. Next on my list for classics is Jaws. Yeah. You'll never want to go swimming again.
Yeah, don't get back in the water. There was this prompt that was on IMDb on like Facebook or something, and it was like, "What's the movie you think of when you think of water?" Jaws. Send. I'll never forget it because Ma Rizzo was not a fan of horror flicks. Like at all. And she tells me this hysterical story about the time she went and saw Jaws with my dad, with Sir Rizzo, the good man, him and one of his friends. And they were both, what's the word? Under the influence of
inebriated
medicinals. Yeah. Not in medicinals, but yes. And of course, like, my mom's like freaking out, like trying to be like, ah, and him and, you know, Sir Rizzo and his friend are
enjoying the show. Not,
they're just, you know, with their eyes closed pretty much. Yeah. And she's like, okay. Ah, I didn't want to go to this anyways. Anyways.
Yeah. Jaws. I mean, we could have used Jaws last week for Thriller because it's one of those where it just kind of, the music builds up and you really don't see the shark that much until the end of the film. So.
Yeah. When it's like. Chompy, chomp, chomp, yeah. Chomp, chomp.
What boat?
We, boat. Yeah, it's just like boat, 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 boat. When we went to Universal like 4 years ago, I think, maybe five, I think it might have been five. Maybe. Like, you go to the Universal stuff, and they, because they changed it, they changed the backlot tour a little bit, and it's fun to see. The Jaws thing was pretty cool because there's like all this like fire and stuff around, and it's like more.
Did you do the Jaws ride where like the guy in the boat's kind of acting like, oh no, we're being attacked by a shark. Let me cock my gun.
That was part of the backlot tour.
Okay. They may have changed up because I know that part had a fire a few years back. So I may have gotten in before the chaos ensued.
Maybe. I don't know. That sounds similar. But anyway.
Yeah, the shark. It was funny because the shark emerged from the water. It's mechanical. And like the guy picks up the fake shotgun and just, I forget. I'm not a gun.
You're not a marksman?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're okay.
The cocker? That's what we'll call it. The cocker. He picks it up and it just slides down on its own. Like, yeah, that's obviously. And he's like, oh no, I'll take care of it. All right, we're safe.
Ryan the cocker. Anyways. Yeah. Anyway,
be careful with your cockers and your shotguns.
Them sharks out there, okay? You gotta be careful. Make sure you have your cocker with you.
It's the only way to
anyway, survive. How do I follow that? I'll follow it with Psycho. That's actually perfect because that's also on the Universal Backlot Tour. And it's, again, could have been a thriller.
Yeah.
when we're on the tour, I guess, is all these things, but I remember sitting with my nephew and he was like on the edge of the little trolley thing and I was right next to him and you see what's his face, Norman Bates, come out of like the hotel room and he's just like chasing after the bus and my nephew's like, ah! It's great. It's
pretty good.
But anyways, yeah, but
this guy's like, got mommy issues.
Yeah, he big time. He needs to figure some stuff out, and he's got the wait. What? It was him? The whole her? The what? Him? Her?
Her what? The, who?
He's in a dress. Yeah, and stab the lady.
Worst hotel ever, or motel. Yeah.
It's like on, you know, whatever, like whatever. I was like, Orbitz. That's like such an old, antiquated hotel website. Priceline. 1 star. Would not stay again. Can't because I died.
Prices are murder.
Boo.
I know.
Boo. Anyways, come up with more like stabby hotel puns here later in the show.
Yeah.
Psycho.
Plumbing was a bit red. I don't know. Okay. Taking a giant leap genre wise, but another classic I've written down, another Mel Brooks. No, not Mel Brooks. Sorry. Monty Python and the Holy Grail.
I just saw Spam a lot recently, so I'm kind of like in that. Yeah.
I need, that's on my list of things
just
to see.
Just put a scratch.
But yeah, Monty Python. I mean, just one of those, like, I was introduced to it from my brothers because it was obscure comedy. I'm realizing.
So your brothers are to blame for you, pretty much?
Part of it, because I watched a lot of British comedy, Canadian comedy. So I've got
New
a hint
Zealand-y
of,
folk comedy.
Oh, that was later on. That was in my radio days. That was in the thousands. But yeah. Just
classic.
Monty Python, just silly and dumb. If you haven't seen it, you should. And then go back when theaters opened up, Alamo Drafthouse. I know they used to do like the sing-along, say-along type events where they just have it and they expect everyone to be talking throughout the film, quoting it. So,
yeah.
I mean, you've got the Knights of Knee.
Yeah.
You must bring us a shrubbery.
You know what? Back when there were theaters... You know what I went and watched?
What?
A lot in the theaters when they had their special things.
What?
Grease.
I bet.
It was the word. It is the word. It's
Grease Lightning.
Go Grease Lightning.
I saw it for the first time within this past decade. I had no interest in it.
Did you get, no, but how did you get through college with me without having seen Grease? Easily. What is wrong with me, man?
Probably because I didn't admit it. I was also the guy who didn't like Napoleon Dynamite.
For 2 years, and you're like,
I knew. Yeah. No, it's like Grease is one of those like you don't have to watch it to know about it.
Well, yeah, I know. It's yeah.
Because yeah.
So wait, what? Okay, so what were you saying about Napoleon Dynamite?
Oh, because everyone, because we were a kind of big movie centric department in a way.
Yeah.
I hated that film. I'm still not a big fan of that film.
I had to go by myself and I didn't get it. So
it's not that I don't get it. I just like, there was a lot of hype. It is a, it is a good film. I just don't want to watch it more than once.
Yeah.
But you know,
understood.
The crew then were always like, you got to watch this. And then like, I remember this is years ago, the nieces and nephew came over and they're like, we want to watch this. And I was like, no, I don't want to. You know what
You're
happened.
So mean, Uncle Ryren.
I ended up letting them watch it, but I was like, oh, hey. But yeah, it's got some fun elements like Uncle Rico and whatnot.
Yeah, he's good. So, but Grease,
nice.
My second John Travolta reference of the show.
When I did watch it, it was a fun film.
Number two on the list.
Number two. My next one is another musical because I was thinking. Yeah. Audrey Hepburn. I've seen a fair amount of her films. Absolutely right. Lovely. But the one that sticks in my brain because of one certain lines is My Fair Lady. Watched That's it really with good. Mom. And then I just, it was one of those scenes that was controversial because yeah, I couldn't say it in front of Mom or anything, but it's later in the scene when I forget his actual name, but when he's walking down the street, just going, damn, 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 damn. It was like, he's got feelings. Aww. Yeah. Aww. The rain in Spain stays mainly on the plane and just Spain, stuff like that. So
the rain in Spain, yes.
Yeah. I enjoyed it. I'll watch it again.
Oh, I want to watch that.
A lot of Aubrey Hepburn. Like I was gonna put down Charade. It's a pretty good one. But yeah.
Oh, as far as classics go?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay.
What else you got?
I'll piggyback off of that. Yeah. Snow White. Because it is definitely not one of my favorite Disney movies. But as far as animation and the way that things went for like establishing yourself in a movie market, that's the way to go. So and I just cool. I think about some of those like those histories and like the histories, the stories and how you mentioned, you know, when we went to college, it was a lot of, you know, television and broadcasting and movies and things like that, like thinking about their Oscars when they won the like large Oscar and the seven little Oscars for the dwarves, you know, like I just get that like mental picture and
nice.
It's classic. There you go.
Classic.
That's the word.
My next one is not as classic as that,
okay.
But it inspired a bunch of pudgy kids like me. And I really kind of related to the character because mm-hmm. of my weird early childhood family history. Okay. Yeah. That. Uh-huh. But Superman the movie.
Okay.
Because it was 1978. So it barely fits hey, in man. Within our time. But I was
That's
like,
okay.
But me, yeah, that one inspired me throughout a kid. Christopher Reeves, Gene Ackman. And so.
Yep.
And it was a fun thing about that one is that there's actually two cuts of the movie.
Uh-huh.
And I remember
the
like
Snyder
my
cut.
Yeah. No. That's
sorry.
Shut up, Rizzo. Shut the fuck no, up, Rizzo.
Sorry.
It didn't have Ben Affleck in it. It's not real.
Okay.
It's like the Richard Donner cut, actually.
Anyways.
This is about maybe 10 years ago, but my brother came over. We were just hanging out. I was like, hey, you want to watch Superman? And like, this is my older brother, 7 years apart. So like, you know, I was easily scared and whatnot, but we were watching Superman and I actually had a different cut of the movie than we had ever seen in our life.
That's cool.
And so here we are as adults and we're like, I don't remember this scene. Do you? It's like, no. So, but it was just like, it was really cool to have that, like, you know, watching this movie I grew up with, watching with him. And like yeah. we're seeing it for the first time in a new way. I was like, this is awesome. So fun nice. Memory with that.
I love that most of your movie stories are, I started with this, my brother came over. My brother and I were talking. I just, it's sweet that they, you know, as much
I'm
as
the
I know,
youngest of you. Four brothers, yeah. And the one yeah. that's just above me, it's like the year difference is 5 years, 7 years, and 8 years.
Okay.
So
where is Kay in that?
He is 7 years.
Seven. Okay. Got it.
Yeah.
Got it. Okay. Because he's the one that I know. Yeah. Probably the, I mean, quote unquote, the best, but I mean, not really, but yeah.
Yeah. That's okay. The one you would have met.
Yeah. I've met him
with Grandma Z.
So. Yep. Yep. All right. So I'm down to my last two.
Okay.
And I think I will go with Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory.
It's classic.
Yeah. 71. I know a lot of people did not care for the Johnny Depp reimagining of that movie. I loved them both pretty equally, just because of the hold on this one here.
Yeah, I was going blank on his name.
There you go. Yeah, no, you're good.
Gene Wilder. Yeah.
Yeah, Gene Wilder.
Second mention sorry. Because he was in Blazing Saddles as well.
Yeah, he's a lot of classic movies. And it kind of, it freaked me out a little bit when I was younger, but like, I get it. Cause I loved Roald Dahl too, as far as like the books were concerned. And I liked that was one that kind of held true to some of those stories as well. I think that, Charlie, the new one, held a little bit better to the book, but
that's what I heard. Book. It was more accurate phenomenal, to the book.
Phenomenal but. Movie. Great. And like you like to use the word trippy. For that time frame, so. But I mean that suited, like, you know, when it was made, it was early 70s, and it's great.
Yeah, I can, great you know, for the whole family to watch.
Either way, to get the story, like, I think either of them hold up really well. So, okay, and then I'm down to my last one. You have two or three left.
We'll say two and a half because kind of there's one in the sequel. And
okay.
Since we went back, so Gene Wilder, Blazing Saddles, Gene Wilder, and Cleveland Little, who played Bart, who was originally meant for the role of who Richard Pryor was going to play, but Cleveland Little. Saddles. Yeah.
Okay.
Uh-huh. But with the opposition, so much opposition that there is in the news today,
mm-hmm.
I look back at films like this, and I'm like, maybe this is why I don't have really any of that, because I see Gene Wilder, and it's a fictional film, of course.
Right.
But when you see Cleveland Little and Gene Wilder working together so well, and Joker, I'm like, I thought that's just how things were, but apparently not in some of the world, unfortunately.
How it should be, or how it's nicely portrayed, but doesn't seem to be how it works sometimes. Yeah, I got you.
Written by a Jewish guy. So. And made me laugh. So.
Anyways.
But so I'm going to skip over my next one. Well, go ahead and do your last one, and then I'll just talk. Well, I'll
okay, that's fine.
Yeah, do that's yours, fine. And I'll finish mine off.
It happened in a galaxy long ago, far, far away. Long ago in a galaxy far, far away.
Movie about bad parenting?
Yeah. I mean, I think it's misguided parenting, maybe. Because his wife like died during childbirth and stuff, and then they had twins, but they don't know it's twins. It's just the one, because one of them's a princess. See, look.
The other one's a herder.
Yeah.
The decapitated. Bring me the decapitated head of Princess Leia.
Makes nine nights. Star Wars, for anybody that didn't catch that. Anyways.
For those listening at home.
Right. And I have a little, it's like a little bodiless Leia. I have a headless engineer and a bodiless Leia. Yep. And Star Wars is like, Carrie Fisher was always my girl. Like I like boys better than I like girls. That's a weird thing to say. But like, I've always had like a lot of my friends and stuff have just always been guys, because I think the girls are a little too much sometimes.
She was an early example of a strong female lead.
Yeah. And I, as far as like actors and things were concerned, it was always guys that I just kind of gravitated to as far as movies were concerned, except for Carrie Fisher. And Star Wars was a big reason for that. And I loved her. And it's horrible living in a world without Carrie Fisher. But,
yeah.
You know,
she was awesome. And,
Yeah. And that was before they kind of messed everything up, but then they fixed it with Mandalorian and Clone Wars and things like that. But in Rogue One,
that's
which,
while we're on the topic, that's the bad thing about the Star Wars films.
Yeah.
Is like, you know, we had the original three.
So I'm talking episode four.
Episode four. We had four, five, and six. And then the prequels, which a lot of people, I've gone back and rewatched the prequels. I'm like, this just needs some good editing. And, and then we get
better dialogue.
Yeah. And then we get to the current three that just wrapped up. And it was like, this is what happens when you don't have meetings. Because like, here's this, you know, episode seven.
Yeah.
Kind of almost a rehash in a way. Episode eight. Oh,
are you talking about episode four? Yeah.
No, about episode seven.
No, I know, but you're saying it's a rehash of episode four.
Rehash of episode four. Yeah, pretty much like we've done this again. And we're throwing in these other characters, but yeah. And then we get to episode eight. And it's one guy who's doing all the writing, I believe. And it was an interesting story, but what the fuck? And then you get to episode nine, and it's like, well, we need to take into account what happened in the last one, but we don't like that.
We need to address all of the things. Yeah, address all the things, but also tie up all the loose ends.
Yeah, I'm going to say this. Like, if you're going to have Finn in the movie, give Finn a purpose. Don't just have him in the damn movie. What was his purpose? I still don't know. Anyway.
Yeah, okay.
Nerd rage. Star rage. But yeah, fun to watch. But
calm down.
Yeah. Back in the day when it was easier because it was just these four.
Calm your tatas, Ryan. Calm them. Okay, anyways.
He's going to curl up in a tauntaun.
What? I said calm your tatas.
I know.
Climb up in a tauntaun.
Wonton? Ponton?
Anyway.
I'm making an episode five reference. I can't OMG. Think of what it's called. So another movie.
Why is it called Hoth if it's so cold? Sorry.
Ha. Ha ha ha.
Okay. Go.
Do you want some Hoth coffee?
I had.
It's very Hoth coffee.
Hoth tea.
Hoth anyway. Tea? That's good. That's good. Okay. Asteria white forever. Anyway, so I've got three movies, two of which are kind of sequels, but I'm going to skip to this one. This is one is really dumb. I did not watch it as a child. I watched the cartoon that came from it, but Attack of the Killer Tomatoes.
Oh, geez.
It's dumb. But
the show was fun. The animated series was fun.
Yeah, the cartoon, you know.
Short-lived, good. Yeah,
short-lived, dumb, silly. But the movie is dumb. Low budget. It shows it. But they also acknowledge it. That's why.
Yeah, that's
it's
like
dumb.
Attack of the Killer Clowns with the K's, right?
Yeah, but they tried in that one. So.
I mean, that anyways.
Tried.
Okay, but Attack of the Killer Tomatoes.
It's literally like, you know, we're rolling a tomato down the roll and adding sound effects of it going, and then you see a disembodied body and it's been, and then the tomato rolling away, leaving like a blood streak and whatnot, or it's dumb, silly. I mean, PB and I kept reference. We saw like a line and like, you know, after the initial attack of the tomatoes, there's kind of a scare everyone. And so it's a shot of this guy in a theater. He's just sitting there, looks to his left, looks to his right, and goes, tomato. And then the whole theater goes in chaos, and he's just sitting there kind of laughing and whatnot. But yes, it is a very dumb film.
You need to get your MIDI in a working order, because you need to have that tomato as tomato. One of the little, and then you need to have that little
that
sound effect thing that you did, the tomato sound effect. I'm not going to try, because that one you need to.
But yeah, you look at it and it was just like low budget. There's a scene where there's a whole bunch of people in costumes, and that was literally the director saying, just show up wearing whatever the hell you want. It's like it's a parody of itself.
Oh, you know what I just realized? Here, keep talking. I have something to show you.
Is it about a tomato?
It is about a tomato.
Is it a killer tomato?
It's not. Okay, can I show you? You ready?
Yeah. I'll describe it
remember
to the humans.
Remember I told you that I was
Bob? Oh, you were a tomato.
There I am.
The truth comes out. We have found the killer tomato, ladies and gentlemen.
Yep, there I am.
Rizzo.
Yeah, Rizzo tomato. Yeah.
Gonna lock you up next to Manson.
Yeah, she posted something and then it was like our, you know, our friend anniversary or something on Facebook. And then she just kept sending me these random photos and she had the Bob photo and I was like, and saving that. And that nice. Was, that was a perfect segue. Way to go, man. It worked out. Yes. Yeah.
And then, my two final films, which I didn't see until later in life, but they were written by an author who I'm a big fan of. I mentioned a few episodes ago, I got a lot of books of Michael Crichton.
Yes.
This movie has turned into I really enjoyed it, series on HBO.
Uh-huh.
It is called Westworld.
Okay.
And there's a sequel called Future World.
Uh-huh.
But I really dig it. Westworld, I mean, it's the same idea. Like, hey, here's this giant amusement park for adults and sort of kids alike. They don't deal with, well, they may have dealt with some of the sex aspect of it. But like, it's all animatronics. You can go here and you can, what? You know.
You said it's an amusement park for adults and there's a sex aspect to it?
In the current TV series, there is. Oh, I don't know. Okay. I can't remember if they highlighted that much in the old ones.
Okay.
But yeah, it's all, I would say animatronic, but like lifelike robots. You can go and be like good guy, bad guy type thing. But then chaos ensues because something's in the programming.
Yeah.
And then Future World kind of like, you know, we fixed all the bugs in the system. But then it turns out they're replacing diplomats with robots. So kind of cool.
That's not very diplomatic of them.
Yeah. Fun, classic sci-fi stuff. So nice. I really dug both of them. I think, I forget his name. It's well, there's a well-known actor in the second. Actually, there's a well-known actor in the first
one. Some guy.
Some dude. Check it out. It's fun. It's great.
Some guy. All right.
Some guy.
That was a lot of movies. That's yeah. Fun. I like that. Okay.
I need to be better about cutting myself off. So
grab your cup. Let's take a break.
And we're back from the break that you didn't know that we had.
Cool, anyway.
Do, 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 do. And
if you're listening on anchor.fm.
On anchor. All twos of you.
Yeah, that's right.
Do, 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 do. Oh, I guess we're doing sweatpants and superheroes. And I da, da, should. Da.
There you go.
I can't geek out on this one as much as I have on stuff in the past because I am still reading this comic, but I have gotten through volume one. But the comic is Chew. Chew.
So good.
It's very interesting. From Image Comics. It's been out for, I think the early 2000s was when it first came out.
Yeah.
Tony Chu is a cop. His last name is not Chew. It's Chu. But
C-H-E-W.
He has a unique power. I don't know how to pronounce it. Because it's not a real word.
Cybopathic.
Okay, yeah, we'll go with cybopathic. C-I-B-O-pathic. Which means that he gets a psychic impression once he takes a bite of food. So if he has a piece of steak, he is going to know exactly what the cow ate, what pesticides or what hormones were injected into it, how the cow got slaughtered, stuff like that. If he takes a bite of a carrot, he's going to know what pesticides were used on it, where it was raised and stuff like that. And so it's a very unique comic because this, I'm thinking it's early thousands because there's a lot of reference to the chicken flu.
Okay.
And how the chicken flu was this major pandemic that spread across the world.
Okay.
And, but there's some, so the FDA, the Food Drug Administration is a big thing in this, it's a big thing now, but it's like a big deal in this. And so Tony Chu ends up working, he's a cop, but he ends up working with the FDA because, his first case is he was in a restaurant, the chef accidentally cut his finger, and so that got in, so his blood got into his food. Tony takes a bite, and he sees all the murders that that chef has performed.
Dang.
And then from there, he goes on to work with the FDA and more chaos and craziness ensues. It's a very unique comic.
Sounds awesome.
Rob Gilrari, I'm sorry, I'm killing his name, and John Layman were the creators. I dig it. I'm on volume two so far. It's been fun. It's very different. So if you want something unique, have a bite of Chew.
Chew on this.
Or a taste of chew. Yeah.
Yeah.
Art's really cool. Good. So.
It looks like fun. It makes me want to just like pick that comic up or yeah, look at
it. It's very unique. I mean, it's just, and his boss hates him. So they get sent off to a bank robbery where there's a big pile of crap on the floor. He's like, I am not eating that.
A big pile of crap.
Yeah. And then, there's another line is like, I had to take a bite of a, decomposing dog to figure this out. So just unique circumstances and
salt and pepper, man, or like something.
Yeah.
Chris did not like when you said that. You're like, decomposing dog. And he's like, excuse me, like pops up.
He's fine with it.
All angrily. Yeah. Like, oh, so, okay, I'll go back to
that is true.
Cool.
Thanks
for sharing.
De nada.
Okay. So I asked you earlier in the week if you had seen the Netflix series To All the Boys I Loved Before,
yep.
Which is Laura Jean Covey. And she sends out it's five letters she wrote to these like five loves of her life, basically.
She's currently in high school. And so this covers elementary through middle school.
Yeah. And they accidentally get sent out by her little sister. Yeah. And then basically the boys get the notes and she's like freaking out because one of them is Peter. And that's Peter. The one that the show is based off of for the first one, these are like, teen rom-coms, like they're just little fluffy whatever, but they're pretty cute. I really enjoyed them. I liked the first one quite a bit.
Yeah. When someone asked me about what kind of film they are, like teen rom-com's perfect. I'm like, think of She's All That, 10 Things I Hate About You. It's that sort of feel.
Yeah. That genre, but like right now. And so then there's the sequel, which is the To All the Boys, P.S. I Still Love You. And that's when her like younger middle school guy pops back in. And there's a little bit of the who do I pick, love, whatever. Like I see, there's like more, like we have more in common and we have a lot of these things and we have these same aspirations. But I actually really still do love the boy I first loved kind of thing. Mm-hmm. And so she ends up with Peter at the end of the second one. And now they've announced the third one is going to be released. I mean, they announced the third one a while ago, but it's going to be released on Netflix on February 12th, just in time for Valentine's Day. And I'll be watching it. Yes, I'm excited.
And these are based off a book series that has three books.
Yes, and it's Jenny Hunt, I think, is the one who, I think that's the author. And they're fun. Yeah. They're great. And I'm excited to see what happens with the third one. I've not read the books, but I've really enjoyed the shows. And this one is more or less like the, what does the future hold for Laura Jean and Peter? Mm-hmm. So it's going to hopefully wrap things up and we won't be too disappointed. So we'll see.
My wife has read the books. I haven't, if we watch the third one, I'll pick her brain and be like, how do these match up to the books? But that's how I heard about them. Cause she's like, I'm going to make you watch this movie with me. It's like, okay, I'll watch it. But yeah, the first one was like, okay, this is, it's a dumb, fun film. Bad decisions made left and right because that's what teenagers do. That's what humans do.
I mean, you just have to like be,
expecting
that that's what's happening and go into it knowing that that's what the type of movie is. You're not going to get some sort of like Oscar worthy, whatever. But, and it's just
light, fun. And Peter, I don't know if he's still cast, but they're supposedly going to be doing a He-Man movie. And he's
not
He-Man.
Noah, and he's not. They, yeah, have Noah they Centineo it? Or Centeno, yeah. I don't think he is. I'm pretty sure. Let me keep talking. Keep talking. I'm going to look.
Because maybe he just has the power. At the time, there's a lot of controversy because he's not big enough to be He-Man. I'm like, well, if you think about it, He-Man is a dude who wields a magical sword, then becomes buff. But who knows?
Oh, so it says this was 2 years ago.
Yeah.
So maybe he won't be. Oh, this is bulking up. I guess so. Maybe. Yeah, I think so. Gonna be an interesting. Be an interesting. Good job. I thought I read that he was not in it anymore. So maybe
it could have changed. So I mean, like you said, it was announced 2 years ago. Things have happened since then. So
yeah, he's like It's all it is he's getting ripped to play He-Man. That's all it says. Those are like the only things.
I mean, if you look at that old cartoon, it's like there really wasn't a difference between Prince Adam, I think it was, when he turns into He-Man, other than he just takes off more clothing and has a sword.
He has that super cool wig. I like that, like,
and
blonde wig.
And a battle cat. Yeah.
Meow. Anyways, yeah. So you mentioned this. I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know
anything. It's all good. It's all good. Times have changed. COVID's throwing off a lot of things.
Okay.
Speaking of COVID throwing things off, when you mentioned earlier about James Bond, No Time to Die, more like No Time to Be Released.
I know. Well, I kindly asked Hindless. Nope. Headless.
Hindless. 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 Get to Hindless. What I have now. Was a German show.
To post this specific picture because it says it has an April of 2020 release date. I'm like, aw. Eventually.
It's
like
interesting maybe. How some areas, what am I looking
for? We've done this. We've already done this before. Come on.
Yeah, some companies like Warner Brothers, every movie we've got coming out in 2021, it's going to be in theater and on HBO Max.
Yeah.
Other production companies are just like, we'll see you later. Sometime.
Yeah. It says... It's expected upcoming James Bond film, No Time to Die, will have its release date again, with the movie now targeting for a fall 2021 premiere. It's just because I've been waiting for Rami, that's all.
What about Daniel Craig? I mean...
Meh, he's fine. It's fine. Me. I've seen the Bond movies.
No,
I'm just... All of them.
So I'm just... I do the same thing with the misses. I'm like, so, okay, what about this dude? What about this dude? What about the...
Yeah, he's okay.
I'm looking forward because looks like Lashana Lynch is going to... Okay. I don't want to call her a Bond girl because I believe she is a 00 agent.
Yeah, she's the new 007. Huh?
So that's where I'm like, oh, are they actually addressing the fact that it's just a title and not... an individual, so I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah, the James Bond is not actually 007. Yeah. He just happens to be that. Yeah.
And then also Ana de Armas, who was in Knives Out. Looking forward to seeing
We still
her
haven't
again.
Seen that. We need to see that.
That's good.
Watch that. Yeah.
It's Daniel Craig.
That I didn't think about that. Is she the one that's dating? Who's she dating? Ben Affleck? Who's she dating?
I don't know that much.
Anyways, gotta see. Anyways.
I'm not a gossip account. Oh, apparently I clicked her name.
Yeah.
Seeks more space from Ben Affleck after a couple gets in huge fights. Oh, 11 hours ago.
OMG. You heard it here first. 11 hours ago, guys.
Dun, 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 dun. Yeah, news Maybe stolen not. From the internet from someone else.
Maybe not.
But yeah, I'm when the movie gets released, I'm looking forward to it. I've enjoyed Daniel Craig's
eventually
Bond movies. I want to see Rami. Is that how you say it? I've been saying
Rami. Rami Malek?
Rami. I want to... Rami. Like, his... Of what we've seen in the trailer of his villain, that's going to be interesting. So,
yeah,
looking forward to it.
Maybe is he Dr. No? Is it Dr. No's counterpart?
Maybe he's a PA.
Who knows?
Maybe he's just no PA.
Okay.
Waka.
Yeah, because because Rami has a twin brother, right?
No, I did not.
And his brother, his name is Sammy. S-A-M-I. And Rami. R-A-M-I.
So does that mean that Rami was the first one out?
I have no idea. I wouldn't know about that. I could ask. Maybe. Yeah. And then they have a little sister named Tammy.
Yeah, since you know everyone.
And their older brother named Kami. Kami. Q-A-M-I. I don't know. I'm just going alphabetically. And then their youngest brother is Uami. Yeah. Anyways, okay.
Not zombie.
But yeah. Rami, Rami and Sammy.
Interesting.
Yep.
Is Sammy an actor as well?
No, he is not.
Okay. Because I know sometimes like Tom Hanks has a brother who sounds similar to him.
Okay.
And so for some of the Toy Story stuff, and it may just be the TV show, but they had Brother Hanks come in and voice a few things because.
Oh, interesting. Okay. Yeah. I didn't know that.
Siblings in Hollywood, like Scarlett Johansson has a twin sibling, I believe.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Anyway, what are you got monkey tails on here? What is that?
did you not see about them? See, this is you need to grow your
the stupid beard thing.
Yeah, the stupid beard thing. Post it.
Yeah, I saw that and there I wanted to punch. Notice guy? How in all these images there's no women. Just saying. Nowhere near.
That women don't have monkey beards?
No, there's no women in the background or probably within 100,000 feet.
No, I know. I agree.
Ladies, if you find this attractive, you should reevaluate.
And then there's the one very clever gent in this article who's holding a game, the Bananagrams game, whilst he has his monkey beard. monkey tail beard. So
I see a cat's tail. That's all I see. I just see a cat tail.
I think it's because it's curled, I think is why. It's supposed to be like the monkey thing.
Harley Quinn.
What do you think, Headless? He's gonna I mean, like, it's so I don't know, this guy that has it, he has it painted pink, and I, you know, basically just for the visual, for those that are not viewing, they're listening, it has like the normal mustache, right? Uh-huh. And then on one side of the mustache it like goes down to where the goatee is, but then carries around on the other side.
Yeah, so it's a mustache with a half Fu Manchu into a chin beard.
It's very, yeah. It's weird. I don't know. It's weird. Yeah. Are you allergic to stupid things or what?
I am now.
God, it's, I don't know. It's a little.
This is the kind of thing you do if you're like shaving and you're going to stop midway through and be like, take a selfie and then be done. But if you go out in public like this, you need to be shot.
It's a funny story, actually, because Headless used to do a goatee and then decided it was right around, I think Short Round was maybe like 18 months or so. And he decided to just shave everything off and go baby faced for a while. That was very short lived. He now has a very full beard, although I would put that there. And he took like from the goatee and he like did the where the goatee was gone. And it was just like the handlebar.
I did
and then
that.
He did the like little thing, and then he did the shorter mustache, yeah. And then he did the really, really short mustache you don't talk about because it's a bigoted.
I can't pull that one off.
The Charlie Chaplin. That was pretty good. Maybe we'll show you some other time. Okay.
I mean, now, that's fine. I mean, I think this is April. I kind of like, I'm trying to let mine grow now, especially I got a lot of beard products for Christmas. So now it's like, might as well. But yeah. I did the whole like shave use down them. The middle because like if I fluff mine out, it's very, I look like a walrus and I have the blank spot underneath my lower lip here, but I shaved it down. I look like, you know, a 1920s copper because I just had these big bushy sideburns that went all the way down. Uh-huh. So, yeah. Like I said, but at the time I was like, I'm wearing a mask. So the only person who has to deal with it is the wife. She dealt with it. Oh,
I like
days.
That she used the phrase deal with it because I think that's pretty apropos. Pretty anyways. Yeah.
But yeah, if you're monkey tailing your beard, just stop.
Saying it because he's jealous because he can't attach the mustache to the beard. So
I could, but I trimmed out the mustache. I could fake it. I could. I have to let the mustache grow long enough to connect.
Yeah,
and I trimmed it up because I've been eating my own. Okay, first off, with the face mask, I've been eating my own mustache at times. Second of all, I literally gave myself a splinter. Food. What?
What?
I gave myself a splinter yesterday while doing this. And then I like jolted and I had a mustache whisker poking out of my finger.
Your mustache made of wood? How did you get a splinter?
This is probably connected to the
with the thing. Yeah,
I didn't. Okay. No, I didn't slice. It literally stuck in. I had to pluck out a mustache hair from my finger.
Ouch.
Yeah.
Face toucher. Don't touch your face.
Face toucher.
A number one. That's the rule, man. Don't touch your face. You'll get mustache splinters. Evidently. So
yeah. I think it's you know, maybe my mutant powers are kicking in because one, I did a whole ancestry.com sample recently.
Yeah.
And they emailed me back and said, we don't know what you
aliens?
Are.
Aliens? Aliens? Yeah, it's aliens.
Send us another one. We need to verify what you are.
Are you the non-sentient robot type creature? Is it Vision? Are you Vision?
I'd be fine with that. Got a cool life. His wife's cute.
Yep.
Basically, probably yes. Yes, I am.
Married to one of the Olsen twins' sisters. Yeah.
The best acting Olsen.
Part of our watches for this week, which is like the what you're listening to, reading, watching, that kind of thing. We both had WandaVision in it because this is what I said. We talked about this and I said that I was going to watch it when it came out. And I watched the first episode the day it came out. Mm-hmm. And I was like, this is really cool because I'm not a Marvel lore person as much like, I mean, even like as Ryan is or in, like a lot of people because so I'm very new to this because we have not gone through all the movies. But it's so unique.
Yeah.
And very different. I was reading a lot of reviews because, you know, I like to like pop through to see what people are saying. And I guess a lot of the, you know, like Marvel purists were like, well, this is garbage because it has, you know, whatever and blah, 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 and all these things. And I just kind of was taking it for what it was because I've read numerous places that because it has the like Leave It to Beaver, Dick Van Dyke Show,
yeah,
30-minute sitcom, laugh track. Like yeah, black
as
and
of
white
now, the first two episodes are black and white.
For the most part. Because yeah, there are color elements in the second episode. But
yeah. And like you said, yeah, the laugh track, that old classic. I mean, you referenced the Dick Van Dyke thing because Vision literally is carrying a wand into the house and almost trips over an ottoman. But then he just phases through it. But I'm like, right, oh my God, that's a cool reference.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I don't know where this thing is going, but I want to say to the Marvel purist, F off. Just chill out.
Yeah.
This is the MCU. This is not the comics. And if you have been accepting of Marvel and its multiverses for the past umpteenth years, this is yet another multiverse.
This is no different. Because like you've seen in some of the, like they have the trailers out, which this is not anything that's new news, is like they have their twin boys and the different, you know, like decades and things like that. Like you see that this is what's happening. Mm-hmm. And it's not just going to be the 1950s black and white thing.
Yeah.
And as a matter of fact, at the end of the second episode, you see where Wanda is actually pregnant and the colorization and the aspect ratio changes where it's not just the like, you know, screen thing, the like tiny screen. It's all colors, and of course she's all in, you know.
Yeah.
And
as you mentioned, it's black and white, but it's also a 4:3 format.
Yeah, that's the other aspect ratio, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So yeah, the square as opposed to the square, rectangle.
Which is what all TVs were up until 2000-ish.
Classic TVs.
And now we're all 16:9.
Yeah.
So square to rectangle, more widescreen, stuff like that.
Right.
But yeah, it's a trip. If you're going to approach it knowing that it's a slow burn and it's really weird. It's funny. It's silly. But there's more going on than what you see. So,
well, after both of the episodes, they pull out of the end credits of the show and you see that there's somebody there that's like clicking through and doing the little tuning
monitoring
and whatnot.
The situation.
Like,
so.
Yeah.
And, right. They don't really address this much in the MCU movies where this version of Wanda was created. But Wanda has the power to alter reality.
Yeah, this is the comics thing. And that was one of the things what's his face? Feig? Paul? No, not Paul Feig. What's his name? He said, not to understand the show, but if you really want to get into it, Kev, thank you. You know, you need to read the comics, read the history, read up on it, know everything about these characters so that you can get a good idea for what the show is going to be about. Because it's very clear that even in the like funny, you know, sitcom like nature of it, that there is clearly something more going on. Like there's
there's a dark undertone.
The helicopter in the second episode and when the lady breaks her, cuts her hand on the glass, you know, and there's like, those are the little spots of color and things like that. And of course, everything's red.
You have a commercial for us from Stark Industries.
Yeah. The toaster.
There's a watch commercial that has the Hydra symbol on it.
Yep. Mm-hmm. So yeah, the Stryker or whatever, the watch.
Yeah. Baron Strucker was ahead of Hydra for a while. So there's a lot there's a lot going on, and it is, I'm going to say it's a slow burn, but just there's this weird undertone of like, there's something else going on here, but you just don't know what yet. But it, well, but in the aspect of it being like the leave it to Billy. He was the Beaver's brother that no one knew about.
Dick Van Billy.
Yeah. Dick Van Billy Dyke.
Anyways, I don't even know who that is.
But that aspect, it's really silly because I dream of Jeannie. Very much I dream of Jeannie as well, because she is using her powers to like make things float. And it looks like a 1950s, like, oh yeah, you don't see the fishing line, but you could almost imagine the plates are moving as if they're on a fishing. So
yeah, which that's like the point of that too. Or like when they're doing the talent show and he's like, oh, I'm going to float. And she's like, rope.
Yeah.
And yeah.
So it's trippy fun.
And I'll say one last thing about it just from my perspective, because I'm not into this as much as you are. Just take it for what it is and just let it play out.
Yeah.
Let it play out, guys.
And
it has the highest rating on Rotten Tomatoes for anything MCU now, as far as critics go. The audience rating is a little lower because I think people are getting a little too much up in their own minds about like what they're expecting it to be, because it's going to obviously switch from the sitcom type thing to more of a longer episodic.
The wife was reading comments on it.
Going to happen. Yeah.
Yeah. The wife was reading comments on it, and someone was saying, I don't really like it. It's not that good. And someone just wrote on commented to that. It's like, where are all them explosions at?
So. I think the explosions are coming.
Yeah.
Folks.
Towards the end. They're coming. So it's interesting.
There's a bee man in the thing, in the manhole.
It's as if they're aiming for something.
Boo.
Got to work on that aim.
Because they have to yield their swords?
Possibly.
Boo. Well, it was like shield and sword make sense together. Just going to put that out there too.
Sword is another, it's another thing. Captain Marvel's acronym with it. Yeah.
Yeah.
So is aim.
I'm just excited to see them go through the, like, you know, the 70s and have the babies. Yeah. And, you know, that's me. I'm like, oh, fun.
And also they had, I forget her name, but she played the mother. Yeah, from that 70s show.
Oh, no, Deborah Jo Rupp.
Loved her. Loved her.
She was so weird when her husband was, like, choking on that piece of whatever.
Stop it.
And she's, like, laughing, and I'm like, oh, you're crazy, dude. Oh, my gosh. That was really creepy. That was creepy.
Yeah.
I'm like, what is wrong with you, dude? Like, she seems normal, and then you're like, oh, maybe not. And she's just,
there's something off. Something off.
But I'm wondering if when she's saying stop it, she's telling Vision to stop it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Maybe.
We'll find out. I don't know. We'll find out.
Yeah, I'm excited. So every Friday, new released episodes, and I'm not sure if it's two every week. I'm hoping so, because I've already watched both of them twice, and I'm like, okay, let's go to the, let's go. So anyway.
All right. Well, do you have anything left in your teacup?
I do.
What's in that tea, yo, or that cup, yo? What is your tea?
You want to see it? Look at it. Look what color it is.
Ooh, mine is
pink. Dang.
Purplish.
I see you. That's good. You blue really eyes. Went for it. Did you do what'd you do? Which one did you didn't do?
It's not one that mine is from. I'll just say I have two types of tea. I have tea from two different companies. One is the Perennial Tea Room, which is up in Seattle. The other is St. John's Tea Room. Is that the name?
St. John's
Tea
James.
Room? St. James Tea in Albuquerque. This one happens to be Blue Eyes, which is an herbal tea. From the Seattle.
Cool. Yeah.
So what do you got?
Well, you asked me
about some sort of cranberry thing.
Yeah, I gave you two choices on which to do, because I thought I had already done both of these teas, but it turned out I had not. And so you chose cranberry blush for my tea this week. And that is a nice, subtle green tea. This is a very mellow green tea. I enjoy this tea quite a bit. It is a cranberry and rose green tea. The thing that I love about this is that it doesn't need anything. So I was running just a couple minutes behind. We still made it on time. And it just, the thing with the green tea that I love is like two main things. Number one, it's a really short steep. And number two, is you don't need the boiled water because it's, again, it's far too abrasive for green tea leaves. So all you need is just the hot, like, oh yeah, like we mentioned before, the Keurig water. And yeah, just pop in the Keurig in a couple minutes of steep time and there you go. And the thing that I like about this, and this is, just looks kind of weird, you can't really tell, but it's pink.
Yeah. Nice.
Mm-hmm.
I enjoy herbal teas. There's
good,
a lot of
good
flavor.
Light. Doesn't do anything. It's, you know, a little less caffeine than the black teas. Still has a little caffeine, but it's yummy. So what is, tell me about this Blue Eyes. What's in there? Do you remember?
I don't. No, I ordered it a while back. It is an herbal tea. It has a fruity taste to it. Blue.
Probably just saying.
Blue yeah. Eyes perennial tea.
Teach me the things.
Room. Tell me. City of Gotham. So. Oh, Blue Eyes is a caffeine-free blend of fruit and flowers, is a favorite any time of the year. It is naturally sweet thanks to dried apple pieces and vanilla flavor, but balanced with a bright tart flavor from rose chips and hibiscus blossoms. This tea brews a beautiful ruby red cup and easily tolerates long brewing times for an even stronger flavor. It is excellent hot, but also makes a refreshing iced tea.
That was like one of those commercials from WandaVision, brought to you by Stark Industries. And now back to the show. No, that was good. Yeah, so it's a tisane. That would make sense. That's okay. The color as well.
It's really flavorful.
And where is the color coming from, Ryan? I've taught you this. Where does that pink color come from?
My soul.
The flaming green.
Chips.
Hibiscus.
Hibiscus.
It's the flower. Yeah, it's the hibiscus flower.
Yeah.
So see, I can still teach you. We've been doing, this is the one Rizzo's tea time or tea time with Rizzo it's this thing we've done the longest on this show besides the show itself. It's been since it's every single episode.
It's a staple. I mean, if we get rid of it, it's everything up. So.
Oh man. You got to keep me around for a little bit then. Okay. All right. Are you ready to make me feel like a fool?
Yeah,
it's my new favorite part of the show because I feel dumb.
Get some trivia up and here. Come I haven't programmed my sound effects yet, so you're gonna have to
my chest.
Have to be sound effect less.
I can actually see him then because I was like, oh, be with me, and then it all looks like as I'm smashing my.
Get a little Buckingham. Okay, so today's trivia. I actually have categories, so I will lame off. There's two questions per category.
Lame off. Yeah, you are lame. Okay.
I have four categories, two questions per category. So I'm only going to give you a total of six questions, but what you category?
Have, hold on. So you have eight total, but you're only giving me six. Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
Okay. So I was like, that's eight. Four times two is eight. I was like, short run can tell you that. Anyways.
So the categories are.
Yes, Ryan.
It's all Greek to me.
Jesus. Okay.
Everything is actually bigger in. That's the spirit.
Spirit.
And finally, my eyes are up here.
Okay. And are they like 100 and 200 point questions or what? Is it just like, I'll take this for whatever?
Just like where I, well, oh, unlike, okay. I'm stealing this idea from Jeopardy and also from Douglas movies. But like the Drew Carey show, who's on it? Is it anyway? The points mean nothing. So I'm not going to deal with it. So what category?
Douglas Billy. Sorry.
What category would you like a question for?
I will start with eyes are up here, please.
All right. My eyes are up here.
Yeah.
What is the lowest army rank of a U.S. soldier?
Oh, geez. How is that? My eyes are up here. Like ranking, I guess.
There is a method to my madness.
I have no idea. Let me think. Like a sard? No. Sergeant? Oh, no, captain?
If I told you Matt Damon.
Private? I don't know, private?
Is that your final answer?
Yeah, I'll say private.
That is correct.
Okay, thank God. I don't know anything about the military.
All right, so private. Choose another category.
Oh, general. Wait, that's the highest. Okay.
It's all Greek to me. Everything is bigger spirit. In. That's the spirit. Okay.
Yeah, I'll take spirit.
Which kind of alcohol is Russia notoriously known for?
Vodka?
That is correct.
Vodka. Yay. That I get really quick. Booze. Done. I'll do bigger.
Everything is actually bigger in.
Yeah.
The Yukon River is the largest river in this state.
The Yukon? Like Y-U-K-O-N?
Yes. The Yukon River is the longest river in this state.
See, this is where I need short round. She's the geography person. I don't know. Wyoming? I don't know.
That is incorrect.
Damn it. Missouri? I don't know.
That is also incorrect. No, that can't
be. I don't know.
The answer is Alaska.
Alaska. Oh, okay. Alaska. Good to know. All right. We're going back to that one. I got to redeem myself. Go back to bigger.
Everything is bigger in.
Yeah.
Kodiak Island is in which U.S. state?
Kodiak Island? Mm-hmm. Do you know, like that? I would say Alaska again. That would... Nah. Or Washington, maybe. It's one of those two, I think.
Gotta pick one.
I'll say Alaska.
That is correct.
Oh, thank God.
Because everything is actually bigger in Alaska.
Alaska, okay. So I got you. Okay, so then I'll do, let's see, because I've done four. I'll do a Greek one.
Everything is Greek to me.
I'm scared, I don't want to do that.
According to Greek mythology, who was the first woman on Earth?
I don't know. Athena. That's probably the other one. I don't know. God. Oh, the first woman on Earth? I was like, Eve?
According to Greek mythology, who was the first woman on Earth?
I don't think that's the same as the Bible.
Zeus cursed her with being curious and then gave her a gift and said, George? Don't open this.
Pandora.
Is that your final answer?
Yeah.
That is correct.
Okay, thank you. It was not George. It wasn't Curious George.
No, not Curious George. He didn't pop up. He wasn't in that pantheon.
By Curious George. Sorry, Impractical Jokers. Okay, anyways. All right.
So for your final question.
So it's either.
You've got,
I was like, I thought I was going to go back to eyes, but I don't think so. If it's like
you've got, it's all Greek military, to me. That's I'll the spirit. Okay.
That's the spirit.
That's the spirit. Which spirit is added to Irish coffee?
Bailey's.
Is that your final answer?
Yeah, Bailey's.
That is incorrect.
Wait, hold on.
Oh, you already claimed it.
Bailey's Irish coffee. Hold on.
It's Bailey's Irish cream.
Oh, Irish cream. Irish coffee.
You've already lost it, but you can keep guessing. Yeah, I don't know. Whiskey. All right, go ahead.
Whiskey? Oh, whiskey. I didn't know that. I thought it was Bailey's.
Da-da-da-da-ba-ba.
Dang it.
All right, for a random get.
Oh, God.
Oh, that's it.
The bonus round, the final Jeopardy.
I was going to say bonus round, but it doesn't make sense. I've got two more questions.
Final.
Just for giggles. You had one more left, and it's all Greek to me.
Uh-huh.
In Greek mythology, Medusa's hair was made of what?
Snakes.
Got that one. And you had one more left, and my eyes are up here.
Uh-huh.
October is known for blank Cancer Awareness Month.
Breast.
That is correct.
You told me to say a breast.
What? It's a legitimate question.
So I don't understand. Okay, never mind. Yeah, I know that's good. Yeah.
You want the rationale behind my topics? Is that what you're asking? Okay, so it's all Greek to me. That one's obvious. Greek questions.
Yeah.
Everything is actually bigger in Alaska.
It's not bigger in Texas.
Yeah.
Alaska's the largest.
That's the spirit, alcohol based. And my eyes are up here. Don't look at my privates or my breast.
Oh, you're so clever. You have to do this again so you can come up with the fun little things.
Yeah. So yeah, we'll do more of that next week.
Because you're not really, I mean, I was like, evidently I thought I was good at trivia, but I'm not so much anymore.
I'm not either. I'm looking up trivia on.
No, I wouldn't. No. Online. Yeah, I would never do a trivia game with you.
I wouldn't. I mean, like you mentioned last week and just throughout the week, when you're put on the spot, you're gonna forget stuff, so
yeah,
that's just
for
part
sure.
of it. But yeah, I am,
you mean
not
like Mel Vixen is the Valentine's thing.
Yeah
I'll never live that down.
I might know some stuff, like I'll surprise the wife sometimes because like I know a lot more, like I know some good, I know a fair amount. Like she was asking me questions about Hamlet.
Yeah.
And I know that play fairly well-ish, not as much as I used to, but I was like, yeah, it's that person or it's that person. But you asked me about someone else, another Shakespearean play. I
Lion King.
What. Yeah.
Right. Isn't that Hamlet? Yeah.
So.
No, I said Lion King, not Burger King. Isn't that Hamlet? Yeah. Lion King's the same as Hamlet, right?
Yeah, in a way.
The uncle kills the dad. Takes over the throne and the guy has to overtake him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Saw a funny video online of how, like, you know, it was
hilarious.
It was a dude. It was showed like the shot of Mufasa falling to his death and gets trampled by whatever thing. And like the dude's like, do hyenas eat meat or eat lions or something like that? But he's like, wait, no, they don't. But lions are known to eat other lions. And so the whole time he's like, did Scar eat Mufasa? And then at that one point, he's got that skeleton that he's talking to. That's a lion's head skeleton.
That's Hamlet, man. That's like
and
literally.
So I'm like, oh, yeah. The guy had a point. I'm like, oh, there's a good chance that Scar went down and feasted upon Mufasa's corpse. Anyway, happy notes.
On that note. Yeah, that's great.
Disney.
Anyway.
Yeah, let's bumblebee to another thing.
Anytime there's the green man, you gotta steer clear. It's this bad. It's the bad guys. All right, did we bumblebee?
I think it did.
Yeah, we did. I think it went away. Remember, he's like, it goes away.
The logo leaves.
At Ryan Rizzo, Twitter, Instagram, ryanandrizzo@gmail.com.
Email us for giggles with your own trivia.
Question. All right. Bye. Ryan and Rizzo is a part of the Musing with McWillie Creative Network. You can follow us on Twitter and Instagram @RyanandRizzo. For more info about the show, go to McWillie.com/podcast.